Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Hey!
What's up?
Well, you know, happy Friday.
Did you hear Jordan on the Sports Snort there?
I did. In fact, I talked to him before he went on to his Sports Snort.
Jordan Schultz is in the house.
Yeah, wearing his shorts and his Mariner pullover, ready
Hell
to go.
Yeah. Happy Friday, guys. Yeah, looking pretty vintage Jordan today. Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, that is vintage Jordan look.
Yeah, a little frat boy-ish.
Got some product in that hair.
Yeah, a little faux hawk.
You know, I learned, so I too talked to Jordan before the broadcast. First of all, Jordan, the only host, or I mean, update guy, slash host, with the courage to bring you baseball lines in the sports storms.
Well, I mean, if you are going to climb the ranks, which is what we've been failing to do for all these years, you do need courage. It's one thing that this station lacks.
Well, the people want to know what the line is on the Mariners Guardians game.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie.
And none of them have the courage to broadcast it except for Jordan.
Baseball gambling kind of terrifies me.
Why?
I don't know. Of all the sports, it's just one of those that I've never really had a grasp on. I do it sometimes in the postseason, and I usually get kicked in the nuggets, probably because I keep betting on the Twins to eventually win a playoff game. I don't know. What baseball season, I need to fully embrace it because 162 games, I should
We've
be...
We've got a lot of months to fill here.
I know, and I just haven't...
I'm the same way.
I never fully got on board with the baseball gambling.
The only thing I think about baseball gambling, and Jordan, you could probably speak to this, is it's about starting pitchers.
Yeah,
right? Like if you get a start, like you want to find, I like plus money, so I like to find the underdog starting pitcher who's a little undervalued.
Yeah, the thing about it's 162 games, as you just mentioned, so chaos can kind of happen and take over. You want to find that starting pitching matchup along with some good money, maybe on an underdog. And what I'm saying by saying the Mariners are, you know, minus 165 favorites is this may not be too big of an opportunity to put like big money on like the underdog Guardians. That's kind of what I'm trying to get at, but I got, you know, 90 seconds to say that. So here, quick line for you.
Like what was the line, or like what was like the run total yesterday in the Mariners Cleveland game? What was the line?
6.5?
Because that's one, like, you know,
was it Bieber and
Bieber
Castillo?
And I mean, both were great. I mean, Ty France was the only one that did anything there. So, like, something like that, I should be able to get behind. Like, you would think of that. If they're sitting that at 6 or 7 and I got those two guys on the mound, I'd be inclined to grab that.
That's pretty low, though.
Yeah, but you got, I mean, you had two true aces out there.
Well, do it.
Well, but that's my point.
Where's your courage?
There isn't any. Come football season, I got all kinds of courage.
Think you just should start. I think you just got to dive in.
Well, and I've been betting the majors in golf for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah,
I've been loving that.
You on the Valero Open this weekend?
No, I have only bet. Well, that's not true. I did I've done the majors and then the players.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I haven't bet much on golf, but I really need to start embracing my degenerate side in Major League Baseball.
Well, Jordan is in for Will, who was in for Buck. Buck is in Hawaii.
Yes.
Hawaii. Oh, what I was going to tell you is I learned this about Jordan. He is San's wife this weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Bacheloring it up.
Ooh. And we've met her a few. What is her name?
Kendall.
She's
Kendall.
Wonderful. She's
lovely.
Yes.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Always smiling.
So do you go hard when the wife's out of town?
I mean, her job kind of takes her out of town once a month, but this, she's gone a week because she's at a bachelorette
party. Oh, it's a week.
Yeah, this is a big one.
She's in Savannah, Georgia. She's so far away.
Yeah.
She'll have no clue what Jordan's
anything
doing.
Anything goes. That's it. I'm taking Schultze out tonight.
You should.
We're hitting the town head on. Let's go.
She would be all for that. She
I got to
really
tell
be.
You, guys need to better admit that it's great when your wife goes out of town. It doesn't mean you don't love them. It doesn't mean you want them to leave. It just means when it happens, it's kind of nice.
I would like to state for the record, just in case my lady friend is listening, honey, it is terrible when you leave. Rob does not speak for me.
Let me tell you something.
It breaks my heart.
I can tell you unequivocally, he has told me, Big Sook, if you're listening, Mrs. Big Sook, he loves it when you leave town.
No, breaks my heart.
And he gets into all sorts of mischief. Breaks, you better watch him.
Breaks my heart. I can't wait for her to come home.
Great because you could just like eat pizza and lay around. Like, I don't know. It's not like it's you do anything different. It's just peace and quiet, you know?
I haven't taken care of the pizza box yet from last night. So, I mean, that's, I guess, a little different.
Exactly. Like, and that would have been a whole thing.
Keeping it
classy. Laziness, yeah.
She would have been like, what is this?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'll get it tomorrow. I'll get it. As guys, we get it to it when we get to it.
And then you got to do the cleanup right before they go home. Same sort of thing, you know.
Right before they come home, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
What did I say?
You said right before they go home.
Oh, well, right before they go home.
I think
home,
that's remember. A Freudian slip that you're kicking out the the extra ladies right before the extra ladies go home. You got to clean up.
Yeah.
Caught you red-handed.
I'd get ratted out so fast by my kids. Are you kidding me?
Well, you just ratted out yourself.
Yeah, as far as you know.
Live on the air.
Yeah, sorry about that. Dude, my kids, I think my kids would all choose her over me. So I probably don't have much of a say in that.
Well, look,
one.
She probably loves it when you go out of town. I mean, you never really do.
I don't really go out of town.
But if you did, she would love it.
She's one of those that wants to always do stuff. We just had this because we went and saw the last weekend. We went and saw the old 97s. And one of my favorite bands, she had only heard them in passing because I'll listen to them when I'm driving around in my car. And we had this debate. So she likes a lot of the music that I like, but a lot of it she had never heard. So I've turned her on to a bunch of new people. I can't say that I care much for what she listens to.
What she listens to? Like what? Like who?
Well, like
the Biebs.
In this instance, well, she does listen to a lot of like reggae, and she listens to a lot of like listen to a lot of rap, which I don't mind, but you know, it's not necessarily my cup of tea.
Well, yeah, look at you.
And then she likes bro country.
What's that mean? Like you're talking about new country?
Yeah, like
bro country.
Yeah, bro country, like Old Dominion and, you know, that sort of stuff.
Dear.
So we're on our way to the old 97s. And I knew that when I got tickets to that, she was coming with. It wasn't like, I can't be like, hey, I'm taking my buddy. No, I know she's coming. And I was happy she was coming. And I was like, hey, they're a great live band. You're going to love it. So we're driving there, listening to the old 97s. And I was like, she was like, oh, yeah, I remember this song. I've heard this song. I was like, yeah, it's great live. Trust me, you'll love it. And then she brought up, I think it was Old Dominion coming to concert. And she's like, will you go with me? And I was like, no, that sounds terrible because I'm honest. And she goes, well, I go to the concerts that you want, that you go to. And I'm like, yeah, but my music's good and you actually like it.
Oh, dear.
And we got into this whole thing about, she's like, well, I want to go because you like the band. And I said, well, I appreciate that. But if you don't like the band, don't go. I'm not going to go to a concert that I despise that kind of music. So why would you want me to go? She's like, well, you should want to go so that we can hang out together. And I'm like, we can hang out doing something that I don't hate doing. Like, and I tried to bring it up. I was like, you will not have fun because I'm not going to pretend that I'm enjoying myself at Old Dominion. I'm just going to kind of stand there and
she
like,
should know that.
Yeah. And then you're going to get jammed up that I'm not having a good time. And then you're going to focus on the fact that I'm just kind of there. You're not going to be able to fully enjoy the music. So why do we want to do this? I don't think she's ever dated someone that is, you can say that I'm blunt. You can say I'm honest. You can say that I'm a big fat jerk. But when she's like, hey, do you want to go do something? If I don't want to go do it, my response is usually, no, that sounds terrible. Now, you have to have the trump card where she can be like, no. You know, this is something I really want you to. And then the moment she pulls that, absolutely, I'm there. Put on the smile. Let's go. But if you're just tossing it out there as like, hey, I would like to go do this. Do you want to go? I don't see the benefit in lying and saying that I want to go to an Old Dominion show. So we got into this. It was a whole thing.
Was she the only minority at old 97s?
Yeah, probably.
Did you see anybody else that was a minority?
Boy, it's a pretty white show. Yeah. Well, certainly probably the only Asian. There might have been, he might have been a black guy there, perhaps.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's.
I saw a black guy at the, was that band we went and saw?
Whiskey Myers.
Yeah, saw a black guy there.
Yeah. Was it like?
It was amazing.
Yeah, you're like, whoa. What
I was
is,
like, wow.
Yeah. But this.
You go to a lot of white guy shows.
I do go to a lot of white guy shows.
Hmm.
Yeah. And when
maybe you should go to Old Dominion. Wait, that's a white
that's
guy
the,
show too.
That's whiter than the old 97s.
Maybe you should go to a rap show with her.
Well, that I would. Like Snoop Dogg's coming. Absolutely, I'll go to that.
Snoop is coming here?
Yeah, Snoop's coming.
To where does he play?
He's going up to the, it's now like the RV whatever amphitheater.
Really?
Yeah, Snoop's coming there. Like, I'm on board with that. Let's go. You know, like Jay-Z, like I'll go see that. I'm all for that kind of rap, but you know, if Lil is in the title, if it's Lil Pump, Lil Xanax, Lil whatever.
Lil Xanax.
Whatever. There. That, by the way, I think that is actually a real rapper.
Lil Xanax.
Lil Xanax. Lil Xan or whatever. all that crap. I just, you don't want me there. I do not, and I tried to tell her, I'm like, why, like if you don't like the band that I'm going to see, why would you want to go? Like, we're around each other. This is to your point. We're around each other all the time. We do all kinds of stuff together. So why would you want to suffer through 2.5 hours of a concert standing there
in
a little packed in club if you don't like what's going down?
I did it once. You know what band it was?
What?
She wanted to go. She's like, we should go to this show.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh. All right. I'd never really heard much of them.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this band called Kings of Leon?
Yeah, I've heard.
Yep.
Yeah,
I was dragged to that show.
How'd that go?
They were good.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm more on the, yeah, sure, I'll go with you, because I just like it. You know, I can have a couple drinks, people watch. I have no problem. But the Kings of Leon, that was a decent band.
Okay.
I thought.
Well, and I think there's
a decent show.
Well, here's the thing. I think there's a difference between, like, a band that I maybe haven't heard of, and I love, live music is my favorite thing to go do. And I'll say, I'll go to see most shows if it's, you know, if they're playing something down at Kell's or the Thirsty or whatever, you know, there's lots of different music venues around here, Ponderosa or whatever. I'll go check something out even if I've never seen it. But if it's a genre or if it's a band that I know, see Old Dominion or whatever the hell
Florida,
country.
Florida, Georgia Line.
Exactly.
When are they coming to town so I can't go?
Exactly. Yeah. Why don't you pick a date and then we'll both be surprised when neither one of us show up. Like, there's no redeeming value to that to me whatsoever. There's just not. And that's not one of those, like you said, like losing battles. No, it's not. A losing battle would be something like, hey, my friend's getting married and it's a 4-hour drive away and we have to do that on the weekend. That would be a losing battle. That would be a jerk move if I'm like,
you're going.
You're going. And you don't even fight that. You're like, absolutely, honey. It's a wedding. It's your friend. It's important to you. It's important to me. Let's go. If you do that, that's a jerk move. But no, she went to drag bingo last night.
What's that?
Well, it's bingo, but with drag queen is.
Oh, I thought it was like a name of a band.
No.
Like drag bingo. So it was really drag.
Yes,
bingo.
It was drag show, and
we were just talking about bingo the other night.
Yeah,
bingo's making a comeback.
Yeah, it is. But she was like, "Do you want to go see drag? Do you want to come to drag bingo with me and my friends?" And I was like,
"No,
I don't."
Yeah, let me think. No.
Yeah, and that was just kind of and she knows.
Yeah,
so
I do that too.
It's not a losing battle. You just have to not be. I think guys are afraid to tell the truth. And when you start lying consistently, then you back yourself into a corner. You just have to have some balls, take them out of the purse
right.
every now and then.
That's right, men.
And say, this sounds terrible.
Where's your tea?
Well, I mean.
Tee up.
Past the age of 30, going down for most guys. So,
yeah. Well, it
you know,
is,
get some testifen or whatever the hell else we're hawking on here.
Right.
But if you said to your wife, "Hey, I'm going to go play 36 holes of golf,"
and she, I said, "Do you want to go?"
Yeah.
She'd be like, "Yeah, no."
Exactly. How is that any different? Right.
It's. Well, I wouldn't ask her.
Well,
that's the main difference there.
But if you did,
yeah, she wouldn't.
Would she want to go?
No, of course.
Exactly.
Of course not.
You know, there's just, you don't have to do everything and as a couple, and you don't have to pretend that you want to do everything together. Separate lives at times can be very good.
That's what I say. It all circles back. She goes out of town. It's great. Separate lives. Don't rush back.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
I do well at drag bingo, though. The caller is usually a big fan of mine. I do well at those sorts of things.
What? What do you mean? Why?
The drag performers usually like the big fella. I do well at those.
Because you kind of look like one of them.
Yeah, if you put me like in...
They're oftentimes very large men.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what they like? Large men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we were down in New Orleans, and we went to this place called...
They want to dress you up.
Yeah, we went to Oz. It was a gay disco, lot of drag queens there. And let me tell you, I'm the most popular. I've never been more popular in my life. We rolled into that place, and they wanted to get their hands on the big bear. It was go time. Like, whoa. If that did it for me, I'll tell you what, I'm the luckiest man on the planet. I moved down to New Orleans, and my dance card's full. Unfortunately, doesn't work.
Well, Jordan, thanks for being here with us. He will be with us for several days in a row here as Buck continues to sun himself. Dusty was out again today. Apparently, he's at the coast again.
How are we? Everyone gives us crap for being gone. What are you talking about? We're here.
We're here all the time.
I know.
Dusty is at the coast for the third weekend in a row.
That's right. Danny's about to have another surgery. Give him Danny 3 months, and he'll be out another 3 months with some sort of ailment that he has to have cut open.
I mean... We'll just hold down the fort.
Yeah.
Hey, it gives me an opportunity, right?
I'll take it. Yeah, Schultz's here.
Right.
Going to get Wally pipped.
That's right. Who needs Dusty when you got Jordan Schultz?
That's right.
Not at all what I'm saying.
And his Major League Baseball betting line.
That seems to be what I heard, Schultz, there,
too.
Is that you're looking to angle out Dusty Hara.
No, I'm saying...
Hey, I was looking to angle out Ian Furness.
Saying I'm foaming at the mouth just for the chance.
I did it to Mark Amazon.
Yeah.
He went on maternity leave. Boy, that was...
Is that right?
Yeah.
I actually did do that to somebody.
Did you?
Hillsborough Hops MC. They hired the guy, the guy that's on the field, Todd Bosma, essentially, for the Hillsborough Hops.
Yeah.
6 weeks or so in, he took a vacation for the weekend. I was like, hey, I think I could do it. And then the Monday after, they're like, yeah, sorry, we're going to keep Jordan. It was
Oh, my God, funny. Really?
It was great. I mean, I didn't want to do that, but I will say it's one of the more proud things that I've done, in this biz.
We should have that guy on.
I don't think you want to.
Yeah, Mark Amazon was doing a show with Ian Furness,
yeah.
And he had a kid, and he took a month off, like 3-4 weeks off, to go spend time with his newborn baby, and Furness needed a fill-in, and that was me. And that was the end of it.
And the ratings have never been the same.
I do.
In the toilet.
Now, I was told that they were looking to move on anyways, but for a while there, I felt the way.
Well, that's always the weird thing about radios. Yeah. It's like when they're looking to move a guy out, pretty much everybody knows it except for that guy.
Yeah. It's still weird for the first,
it's a tough biz.
Yeah, for the first while, you definitely felt a little.
Well, Jordan's looking to replace Dusty.
Dusty, yeah.
That's what we learned. Well,
Dusty
today.
Shouldn't be down at the coast trying to score.
Exactly. How about be in your seat, Dusty?
Exactly. And plus, there's plenty of places around here where I'm sure he can find some, but he has to go down to the coast. Come on.
What, the best ability is availability? I've heard that several
times.
That's
right.
You can't make the team in the training room.
That's what Ortner's trying to do, and it's working for him.
I'll tell you what. Ortner.
That guy's always here.
I think he lives here. There's like a little weird room over there by the engineering thing. I think there's a cot, and Ortner just stays there.
All right.
Let's go.
Well, we don't have Joey today.
No.
He is in, speaking of always on vacation.
He's in Europe, right?
He's on another continent.
That son of a gun. I don't have that.
I don't know where he is.
I'll be there in July, but
Where? Another continent?
Going to Japan.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Japan.
Yes.
Definitely on another continent.
That's a little
so
bit of,
I hear.
It's a little bit of a trip.
Well, Joey will not be joining us today, so we're just going to spitball our way through this bitch, okay?
Yeah, let's go.
You guys ready?
We'll figure it out.
It's a nice Friday. I got Friday Final Four look ahead. I got Friday Tickle Trunk.
The Final Four is happening tonight, you jerk.
Well, the real Final Four is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best of the two Final Fours.
Damn right.
Is tonight. That's the women's,
mm-hmm.
For those who don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Undefeated South Carolina.
Caitlin Clark and her push shot.
That's right.
Man, I'd love to see her take that to the NBA.
Don't be a jerk.
What?
Don't be a jerk.
I'm not.
You're being a jerk.
She's awesome.
You're being a jerk right now. You're being condescending.
No, I'm not.
You are. You're being a big fat jerk.
You ain't seen condescending yet.
Push shot.
She's great. I can't wait to watch her against South Carolina.
She's amazing.
What's the spread on that, Jordan? You got the number on that?
I'll bet you Carolina's favored by 5.
I'll bet on Iowa.
South Carolina's undefeated.
I know, but I'll bet on Clark.
I actually listened. Hand of the Lord, or whoever, Tom Cruise for me. I listened to like a 4-minute breakdown today driving in
of that game.
Of that game.
So who would you take after listening?
South
to
Carolina.
Really?
Yeah.
They're just awesome.
They had a couple experts on there, and they were saying South Carolina, like Iowa's good, and their point was it's not just Caitlin Clark. They do have some other players, but they said South Carolina just, they're just animals. Dude, they just play.
Animals.
Fight, defense, you wouldn't believe, and they've got some people that can score. South, there's a reason why they're undefeated. So
yeah, Gamecocks are 11-point.
Whoa!
11.
Yeah. I'll take Iowa.
Yeah,
give me the Hawks. It's plus the points.
Plus the points.
I'll take the points.
But that was kind of their point, is that Iowa's a great story. They score. They've got a great player. But South Carolina, I guess, is a different beast.
Caitlin Clark is going to drop 70.
I think it'd be great.
And they're going to lose by 10.
Well, after, Sabrina was one of those that I think was a transcendent female player that got the general attention of the public, and Caitlin Clark has done that. I think that's cool when that happens.
Name another women's basketball player in the Final Four.
Oh, God. I mean, Can
you name any of them?
I just got done listening to that. The South Carolina has the Defensive Player of the Year, and her name is number 4. I can picture her. Uh-huh. I can't come up with a name.
Number 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to look it up.
Well, it is tonight, the Women's Final Four. So we got all these, all these things. Opening day kind of rules. We got some follow-ups. So let's get started. We got our poll question. It pertains to basketball. That is next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Good question coming in from Deal. Text line, could South Carolina beat the 2005 USC Trojans? Very random, but I did.
It's the most random thing ever.
Yeah, it really is. I looked it up, though.
And the 2005 USC Trojans were?
They were led by one Nick Young.
Oh, then no.
Well, they were terrible. They were 12-17.
It doesn't matter.
They also had Gabe Pruitt. Do you remember Gabe Pruitt?
That does sound familiar to me. But I can't.
Some guy named Greg Gunther?
Nah, I couldn't tell you. Okay, but this whole idea, I like women's sports.
Dwayne Shackleford.
I've come around to it quite a bit. I go to a bunch of Thorns games. Women's Olympic sports are good.
Well, you and Jordan are going to the sports bra tonight.
Yeah,
we're
hanging out. Absolutely. We're going to
go
watch.
See, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah.
Like, you guys go out for a night out on the town and then Jordan talks to his wife tomorrow, and she's like, what did you do? Well, I went out with Big Sook, and she's like, I'm a little nervous about it. It's like, no, babe. We went to the sports bar. Yeah, it's a women's bar.
Exactly.
Women's sports
bar. No trouble whatsoever.
Yeah. She's like, oh, well, that's great.
She'd be confused. She'd be like, okay, I think that's all right.
Is that a strip club?
Yeah, exactly.
The sports bra.
By the way, Leah Boston was the South Carolina player that I could not think of. Defensive player of the year.
Okay.
But the
I'm sure she's great.
I hate the argument of could so-and-so, you know, whether it's an individual sport athlete or a team, play with men. The answer to that is no.
Well, I think he was joking.
No. But I'm just saying that happens quite a bit. And it bothers me when women's sports from certain people feel like they need the validation of could you play with men. That happened with like the women's golf tournament for a while.
Annika
and like Michelle Wee and all that. Like, why? You don't need that validation. There's a difference in the sexes, and that's why there's women's sports and why there's men's sports. And you shouldn't have, as a woman athlete, you shouldn't have to compare yourself or prove anything against a male counterpart. You should just be able to be embraced as one of the best ever play the sport, period.
Here's our poll question today. It's on Twitter at 1080TheFan, brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, a family business helping families for over 60 years. AAAIAQ.com. Now, I struggled with this one, JC Babes, because I had a hard time narrowing the list down to four, but here's who I chose. The question is, who is the best player never to win an NBA title? Karl Malone, Charles Barkley,
Karl Malone,
Allen Iverson, or Elgin Baylor?
Elgin Baylor never won a title?
No.
Boy, that I would have totally missed on that.
Other names, Steve Nash, John Stockton, Reggie Miller, James Harden, Patrick Ewing, Chris Paul, Dominique Wilkins, George Gervin, Carmelo Anthony, Pete Maravich. I mean, dude, the list is quite long. It's longer than you think.
Oh, yeah. But I'm still trying to wrap my head around. I thought Baylor won one of those with the Lakers.
He did not.
Huh. Then the answer is still Karl Malone. I mean, Elgin Baylor was amazing. He was 11, 12 different All-Star games. One of the all-time greats. He was on the 75th anniversary team. Karl Malone, he may be a scumbag. Karl Malone was unbelievable. I mean, now I think he's the third leading scorer, right? Because LeBron passed. But Malone, third all-time leading scorer. Until Duncan came along, greatest power forward of all time. Duncan obviously surpassed that because, you know, Duncan won like five titles. But Karl Malone was an absolute freak and does not get the appreciation he deserves, probably because he's a pedophile and a sex criminal and, you know, should have done prison time instead of being in the NBA. But if you take that out of it and you're just going on the court stuff, you know, Barkley and they can't hold a candle to him.
Well, I was thinking about Damian Lillard,
our
friend, and I wondered if he will even make the top 10 of best players to never win an NBA title. He certainly won't make the top 5.
Well, I mean, Lillard was again made that was it. Did they do the 100 or did they do another 75?
I think it was 100.
Was it the 100? I mean,
he was in there.
Lillard's a Hall of Famer, no question.
Well, but a lot of these guys are.
Yeah. He's not Malone. He's not Baylor. He's not Barkley.
Better than Iverson? Iverson was awful
Iverson
good, man.
Was really
Stockton? Nash?
No, Nash has two MVP. He's not in the top
Paul?
Five.
And those are just guards.
Yeah, that's a tough. No, he's not top 5. But
Melo?
Yeah, I think he's better than Melo. I think he's
Maravich.
Again, it's an interesting conversation.
Harden?
Yeah, I think he's better than, and that's weird too because Harden's got MVP. Harden's got an MVP, and Lillard hasn't and never will. But I don't think Harden's game has aged very well. And you know, if it's funny, if we would have had that Harden Lillard debate 3 or 4 years ago, it was laughable. And now I think when you kick it forward, I think that right now, I think Lillard is. There is no question. Lillard is a much better player. The question is, when the careers end, let's kick this thing 4 or 5 years down the road, do we still give Harden credit for those early days, or do we give Lillard credit for the longevity in his game have better staying power than Harden?
I actually think if you're debating those two, I don't know how much more those guys can do for their legacies short of winning a title.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Lillard kind of is what he is. I think everybody now...
Lillard winning an MVP would be a big deal.
But he's not going to.
Well, I mean, Harden won one.
Well, but Harden's better than Lillard. Or at least...
Was at his peak.
Well, I mean, come on. Lillard's not winning an MVP at this point.
Probably not.
There are too many players better than him. And his team isn't very good.
But he's a first-team All-NBA guy this year, probably.
Yeah. I mean, again, that's very different than winning an MVP. Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, Lillard, short of winning a title, I don't know how much more he's going to do for his legacy, because I just don't think many people think he's going to play anywhere other than Portland, and it's just going to be the same old story, and then he retired.
Yeah.
Harden is interesting because while he's not nearly what he once was, maybe he and Philly, maybe they win one. And if they win one, then I think that rekindles the conversation about him and his legacy.
Sure.
So, short of either of them winning a title, I think the damage is done in terms of that debate. But has any player been further from a title in his career than Damian Lillard?
A true great player?
I looked up. There are really no superstar players who never made the playoffs. That does not happen.
No.
So they all make the playoffs. Now, there are plenty of stars who have never made the finals, and Lillard being one of those.
Well, I would think that the first one that comes to my mind, and you brought him up, would have been Carmelo Anthony. Because Carmelo Anthony is a top, I think he's like top 7 or 8 scorer in the NBA history.
Oh, yeah. You know, but not player.
Not player.
Scorer, sure.
Scorer. A phenomenal scorer. You know, has been to probably 10 or 11 different All-Star games, and Melo never... He had the 1 year, I think, where Denver may have made the conference finals.
Yeah.
And outside of that, he had no playoffs.
He's never been to a final.
He's never been to a final. So that was the one that I probably thought of.
Lillard has never been. Chris Paul never made to the finals.
Yeah.
Steve Nash never made it to the finals.
No. That was remember Nash when he got kicked out, you know, left the bench and that whole thing. They got in that dust up.
Yeah.
I remember that.
George Gervin never made the finals.
Ewing made the finals, right?
Yep.
Has anyone ever been further away? Oh gosh,
this team Lillard got to the conference finals, but they got rolled one time.
Yeah, one time they got swept. Right,
I think it was a gentleman's sweep, but I don't remember.
It was either 4-1 or they just got swept. They were competitive in those games. If that means anything, Malone got to 2. Obviously, couldn't get by Jordan. That would be the same thing with Stockton. Boy, that's interesting because Paul, you know, has had an illustrious career, one of the great point guards of all time, and they've had plenty of playoff runs, but again, never been to one. But I feel like maybe those Paul teams certainly had more expectations. I think the interesting thing when you talk about Lillard is, I don't think there's ever been a single season where we've all thought that Portland was any sort of serious contender. Even the year that they made it to the conference finals, right? That was the year that Paul and Blake got hurt, right? Didn't they get by a beat up Clippers team?
I don't know if that was the same year.
I think that was the same year that they made the conference finals run. Okay. And I mean, that was like a total surprise. I was like, oh my God, here they are in the conference finals and they haven't sniffed it since. I do not remember ever doing an NBA season here with you where we actually, anyone really, it's not us. I'm just saying, in general, the NBA community ever thought Portland was a serious contender. So he is far away. Absolutely is far away.
So the conference finals year, they beat Oklahoma City. No, that was the year they beat Oklahoma City, Denver, the seven-game series against Denver.
So it wasn't the Clips.
And then they did get swept by the Warriors. No, that Clipper series was earlier.
Okay.
And I think that next series after the Clippers, they lost to the Warriors.
Yeah.
Again.
I know the Warriors got him a couple times.
So I don't know. Has a better player been further from a title in his career? That's an interesting one with Lillard. That's your poll question. Who is the best player never to win an NBA title?
You know, he may go down if you want to. I'm just trying to think of guys that were really great players, but never, maybe didn't get the credit they deserved, never really made, a ton of noise. Like Tracy McGrady.
That's a good one.
Like McGrady was awesome. And Lillard is finally starting to get the credit. I mean, Damian Lillard is a bad, bad man. And I think it took a while, but I think around the NBA now, I think he is starting to get the respect. It took a while. He's 32, but it's there. It's just that, you know, being up in Portland certainly hurts him, and being on a team that's never been really considered any sort of contender hurts him. But his legacy, you know, it's fine. He will be a first ballot Hall of Famer and will go down as one of the greats.
Who is the best player never to win an NBA title? Karl Malone, Charles Barkley, Allen Iverson, Elgin Baylor. Vote at 1080thefan.com on Twitter and vote hard.
And people are right. This is true. Chris Paul with Phoenix made the finals against the Bucks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
So strike him from the list.
Strike Paul, yeah.
So better players never to make the finals. Melo, Nash, Dominique Wilkins, George Gervin, Pete Maravich, Damian Lillard.
Yeah, that's a... Well, I mean, it's not a list you want to be on, but it's also a list of some really, really good players. I mean, great players.
Does Lillard ever reach top 10 point guard status, do you think?
I'd have to look that. I mean...
Well, I can give you names.
Yeah, give me... I mean...
So Magic, Curry, Oscar.
Yeah, Stockton.
Stockton, Paul.
Yeah.
Probably Zeke.
Yeah.
You know, those guys, they're just top six right there.
Yeah.
Now, 7, 8, 9, 10, you could go any combination of... Steve Nash, John Stockton, Jason Kidd, Cousy, Jerry West. I don't think he's in the top 10.
If he is,
you're putting him ahead of Kidd?
Yeah.
No.
If he, I think he can get above Kidd. But I think if he does crack that, you are sniffing in that. You know, once you get, you know, 9, 10, 11, 12, it's probably just,
close.
It's an opinion.
It's debatable.
I would rather have him than Jason Kidd. I think he's a better player than Jason Kidd.
Oh man, give me Jason Kidd all day. That guy was awesome.
Yeah, I'll take Lillard. I think I like his game maybe a little bit more than you do.
Well, Lillard's is more. Well, it's not. It has nothing to do with Lillard's game. It's just I think Kidd was a winner. Kidd was a in a different way. Like he just was a different style of game.
100%.
Lillard's way prettier.
Yes.
Than Jason Kidd's game.
Yeah.
Kidd's game is gritty. I think Kidd's game is just, you know, if you watched him. He's one guy whose game is probably not going to stand up well in terms of in people's minds.
Well, especially with the lack of shooting.
Yeah, I mean,
right,
like, dude, he couldn't shoot. He was a bricklayer, and yeah. He was awesome.
Yep.
And won a title. So yeah. That right there, I'm taking Kidd over.
Much better defender.
Lillard.
I just want to throw that.
Yeah,
I mean,
much
come
better
way
defender.
Better.
100%. Yeah,
one of the best dimes dishers.
Yeah. And you get into guys, I mean, you get into to Gary Payton and... You
the
know,
glove.
Nash is a good one, too, because, again, Steve Nash won two MVPs. He went back-to-back MVPs, and yet I'll bet you his game is one that people, it won't age well.
Yeah, I think...
I think as it goes on, people are going to look at... Yeah, and yet there's a guy with two, not
yeah.
one, but two MVPs.
Also better than Lillard. Steve Nash was awesome.
Yes.
All right, let's get to Final Four look ahead next. 340. Here's Jordan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, let's talk a little Final Four. Got the women's Final Four getting underway here shortly.
Yeah, that's right.
They're interviewing your fearless leader, Kim Mulkey, on the...
She just seems
Actually, look at that. It's Kim Mulkey and Holly Rowe.
Oh, yeah.
How'd you like to be in that sandwich, Big Souk?
Two of my favorite people. Her granddaughter looks thrilled to be, you know, being held by her.
So Mulkey is now known for...
Her outfits.
Yeah, she's like a fashionista out
she's
there now.
She's become the Cam Newton of women's basketball.
She wears like feather boas and stuff over there.
Yeah, she's got, looks
leopard
like some...
print.
Yeah, she's wearing a pink blazer with some shoulder pads, Road Warrior style. I don't know what's happening
Dude,
there.
Dude, I bet she is intense.
Well, she is. Remember,
can you imagine hanging with her?
No, I can't. I literally can't stand her. She's. Let me just remind you that she's the one that told her players, allegedly, to hide their sexuality because it was bad for recruiting. She's also the one that after Baylor athletes were charged or accused of 56, I believe, counts of rape, she's the one that said that if you don't send your daughter to Baylor, that you should be punched in the face. She just seems like such a warm, caring, wonderful human being.
Well, if you just... I mean, even just looking at her, she just looks mean.
Yes.
Can't. So she is leading her LSU Tigers against our Virginia Tech Hokies.
Yes. Virginia Tech being the one seed, Louisiana being the three. Yeah, go. I honestly, this is my equivalent of like Duke. As long as she doesn't win, I don't care.
And then you have South Carolina, Iowa later.
And that's kind of the big one. That's the one that everyone's got circled.
Yeah, South Carolina's undefeated. They're awesome. Caitlin Clark's the best player in college basketball.
And that Aaliyah Boston has been a national player of the year, was the defensive player of the year. And South Carolina, by the way, undefeated, and I believe the defending champs.
The women's Final Four, more interesting than the men's.
I certainly think that there's some serious juice behind this, and there's some talk that when the next TV deal is up, because now what they do is they broadcast... they package and sell the NCAA tournament as one whole piece, men's and women's. And I think they said in this last one, the women was worth, it was like $300 million, I think. And then the NCAA.
It's on ESPN.
You what?
It's on ESPN, not CBS.
No, yeah, it's all sold together as one, but it's sold to.
Well, but it's ESPN.
Yeah, but it's sold as one package. They do one bargaining rights for the thing. And they're saying that they want it split up next time. They want the women to have their own separate tournament, sold separately, all that. And they
I'm confused because you're saying if it's sold as one, why is the men's CBS and the women's ESPN? Because those are not the same.
I'd actually have to look that up, but I saw the article that said that it's sold as a package, and they were saying that the women want it sold separately now, that they think they're ready to stand on their own, and they think they can get way more now with the coverage.
Yeah.
But I hadn't thought about that, because it is on two separate.
Yeah, two separate networks.
So that is mildly confusing. Weird. But ESPN gets a lot of the games that aren't the Final Four, right? So is there something... to that.
Games that aren't the Final Four, meaning what? Well, they don't. None of the
NCAA tournament games are on?
No, they're all TBS, TNT, Turner products.
Look this up.
You look that up, fella.
Yeah, because I just saw the article like maybe 2 weeks ago that was talking about this.
Well, the men's is UConn, Miami, and San Diego State, Florida Atlantic. And when we come back, I want to tell you, so I was reading in the Wall Street Journal today. They did an article on the unique forming of this Final Four, and it is the weirdest Final Four we've seen in a long time on the men's side, and they have a reason for that.
Sorry, I was reading. I was fine.
What are you reading?
This is the article. Coaches advocate for NCAA women's tournament to be sold outside of championship bundle.
Yeah, all right. Well, you look that up. And when we come back, I will tell you what they are attributing this year's very strange men's Final Four to. We'll get to that next. It is 3:50 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
We have a vote, by the way, for Don Staley is much more unbearable than Kim Bularkey. How about that? I didn't know that. I haven't consumed much Don Staley, but...
Yeah, the BYU thing bothered me a bit.
What'd she say about that?
Well, that was when the BYU volleyball team was accused by one of the Duke volleyball players of calling her the N-word.
Right.
By the way, that turned out to be a total...
That wasn't real.
It was a lie.
Yeah.
It was made up.
Well, that wasn't Don Staley, though.
No, but Don Staley then refused to play BYU.
Right.
They had a home and away with BYU, and Don Staley felt it upon herself to say that they don't need to play.
Well, look.
And when it turned out that it was false, which, by the way, like, I'm not a BYU honker homer by any stretch of the imagination, but that was a really ugly story. And if true, shame on BYU, but it turns out it wasn't. It was a lie. It was literally made up by one of the player's moms and the player. And it just quite, and from the likes of Stephen A. Smith and everyone else, ran that school over the coals. And there's plenty to not like about BYU and take shots. But I think it's ridiculous that turned out to be a lie and that it just quietly went away. And we never gave Duke any flack for it. We never gave the player. We never gave the grandma any flack. And we never apologized to BYU, who took it very seriously, that did their investigation in it. And it turned out it was a load of malarkey. So that's the only thing that I know about Dawn Staley is. And then when Dawn Staley was pressed about it, she kind of doubled down on it and was like, well, our players don't feel safe. Don't feel safe what? Playing against a team that was falsely accused? So, you know, there's something there. I don't know who to root for. Maybe just Iowa, right? Go
well,
Iowa.
Well, I think what we're finding is that men or women, it doesn't matter. Yeah. These elite coaches,
or
these heavy-handed coaches, are all jerks. Yeah.
So I did.
Mean, Pat Summitt could be tough.
Yeah. I kind of liked Pat Summitt, though. I don't mind.
Well, I bet you wouldn't like her. You played for her. Man, she was tough.
She was tough. I did find an answer to the women's thing, because I had, when it said that it was sold as a bundle, I made the assumption that the bundle was with the men's tournament. But you had a great point, Isaac Ropp, that one's on ESPN,
first
one's
time
on the
for
CBS.
Everything, right?
It is sold as a bundle, but it's not sold as a bundle with the men. It is sold as a bundle to ESPN with all the other championships not named football and men's basketball. So This would be softball. This would be all the other NCAA championships. And ESPN bought that for $500 million for, you know, a handful of years.
Okay.
And it's always been sold that way. And so they're saying that estimates, they pay around $40 to $50 million for this. And they're saying on the open market, this should go for well over $100+ million. And so a lot of people are saying, stop selling this as a bundle with the College Baseball World Series, with the Softball World Series, with swimming and diving, with track and field. This needs to be its own separate entity.
Well, so, it would probably help the women's tournament.
Yes.
To be on their own, because, you know, ESPN, outside of ESPN, who else is going to bid on all of the championships? Like, nobody's interested. Like, other than ESPN, there aren't a lot of, maybe Fox, I guess.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be interested in all those championships, but I would think standing alone would be better for the women's tournament because, you know, some of those things will drag you down. Yeah. Not necessarily the College World Series, but.
Well, and for a long time, the women's, you know, tournament didn't have the legs to stand on its own, and they're saying that absolutely now with, we were talking about just the other day that the, what game was the Iowa and
who
Louisville. Was it? Iowa and Louisville in the women's NCAA tournament had more viewers than any regular season NBA game year.
On ESPN.
On ESPN.
Yeah. 2.4 million.
Yeah. So wow. Like, this is, the women's tournament is becoming a thing. And yes, it does need to stand on its own and they should be making more than 40 million. And if they do put more resources into that, that'll keep growing the tournament. Women's basketball for a long time was made fun of and was kind of the redheaded stepchild. And I love the fact that you're getting legitimate stars in this game and you're getting them every couple of years. It's no longer now just like one every generation. And there's more resources being dumped into it. There's better teams across the board. It's not just UConn every single year. Talent is getting spread out and the game is growing.
All right, so we have to break again, but up next I'll tell you why the Final Four in the men's side looks the way it does, definitively.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, like what do you think has led to this? It's pretty obvious if you think about it, the state of college basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll get to that when we return. It is 3:58 on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.